I want to congratulate the Rockies, everybody, including the Diamondbacks, and for just being such a wonderful, positive force of energy in Colorado. The eyes of the nation and the world are upon Colorado and our Colorado Rockies, and we're all celebrating them and cheering them on. Last night, late, we finished the Commerce, Justice, Science, Appropriations Act. That is the legislation that will fund the Departments of Commerce, the Department of Justice, and NASA, and the National Science Foundation. As the former Attorney General of Colorado, and having worked with law enforcement in my state for many years, I know how important it is to do everything we can to support our local law enforcement agencies. This legislation does that. It does it in a number of different ways. Two highlights from the bill. First, the COPS program, which is called the Community-Oriented Policing Services Program, has put over 100,000 cops on the streets of America. It is through that program, in part, that we have seen the decline in crime that we saw in the 1990s and the early part of this century. We have restored funding to the COPS program. That's important to us. In Colorado, as part of that program, we have, through the Universal Hiring Program, placed 628 officers in Colorado on the streets. And so it's important for us to make sure that we're supporting that program. Secondly, the drug epidemic, especially the meth issues that we're facing in Colorado, requires us to continue to do everything we can to stomp out meth, as it has become the drug of choice across the West. We were able to provide significant additional dollars our combat meth efforts in the legislation, including money in this legislation that will fund the drug task forces of the state of Colorado. Earlier this year, I went to Supermax with the Attorney General and the Director of Prisons. As part of this legislation, what we did is we upped the amount of money available to the Bureau of Prisons by $5.6 billion. I included in the legislation a requirement that the Department of Justice and Bureau of Prisons look at investing this money into Supermax. Supermax houses the nation's most notorious and dangerous criminals and terrorists. And it is my view that the Bureau of Prisons needs to do everything to address the security concerns that have been raised, that I have raised with the Bureau of Prisons in the past. Those security concerns include, first of all, the staffing ratios that we have, the inmate-to-guard ratios that exist at Supermax. And secondly, some of the infrastructure needs, including the need, in my view, for a perimeter fence around Supermax. I have had my staff follow the issue of what's happening with the proposed uranium mining in northern Colorado. Any kind of mine, including this uranium mine, is going to have to go through very extensive permitting, including permitting through the Colorado Department of Health and Environment regarding water quality permits if, in fact, water is going to be discharged from the mine. And so that process has to be followed faithfully to ensure that the environment is not going to be degraded, and especially that water quality is going to be protected. That's one of the requirements under the state water quality law. Right now, our efforts are to try to override the veto. I believe strongly that Representative Musgrave, who voted against the S-CHIP bill, should be rethinking it, because her vote and her if she decides not to help in the overriding of the veto, it's going to mean that we lose health insurance for thousands of children in Colorado, including thousands of children in the 4th Congressional District. So I'm hopeful that Congresswoman Musgrave, along with other Republicans who voted the other way, will see the light of day and say, hey, let's get this issue behind us. The importance of ensuring 10 million American children with health insurance triumphs the politics of this issue. And what we ought to do is we ought to move forward and get this legislation done so that the program can move forward and be implemented immediately. Yeah, the USLC is a federally chartered corporation, and because it is a federally chartered corporation, there is a huge role that the U.S. Congress can and will play if, in fact, the USLC starts looking at moving the headquarters elsewhere. I hope that we won't get to that point, and that what the USLC will do is, in evaluating the different options that it has, it will come to the right conclusion here. And the right conclusion is that Colorado Springs is the best place for the USLC. The USLC has been there for 30 years. They have a 34-acre site. We are the home in Colorado Springs to 45 national governing bodies of various sports national organizations. We have a cost of living and a cost of real estate, including maintenance, at the USLC headquarters in Colorado Springs, which is small in comparison to what they have to pay in places like New York or Chicago. And indeed, those cost factors were what drove the USLC a long time ago, almost 30 years ago, to make the decision to move its headquarters to Colorado Springs. And so I will push the USLC to keep the USLC headquarters in Colorado. And I hope that legislation is not necessary. But if legislation is necessary, I'm prepared to do exactly the same thing that my friend Senator Ben Nighthorse Gamble did in 2003. In 2003, he introduced legislation that essentially required the USOC to make a number of findings before considering moving its headquarters from Colorado Springs elsewhere. And I'm prepared to introduce that legislation if necessary. But I'm hopeful that as the USOC has its meetings this week and beyond, that won't be necessary. You know, my position on the Rhone has been that we should do everything we can to protect special places in the state of Colorado in the same way that I wouldn't want people drilling on Rocky Mountain National Park and why we should make it a wilderness area. I believe that in the case of the Rhone Plateau, that it's a very special place and we need to be very thoughtful about how the natural resources under the Rhone are extracted. There are many who have opined that given the new technology with horizontal drilling, that much of the natural gas that is currently stored under the Rhone could in fact be taken out through horizontal drilling from the base. But these are issues which today I know the Colorado Department of Natural Resources is reviewing through its several divisions, and they're going to have some recommendations to the governor in this 120-day time period. And so my understanding is that the 120-day time period runs out the early part of December, December 15th in there. And so I'm looking very much forward to the points of view of the Division of Wildlife officers and others who are involved in doing that review for the governor. I will look at different alternatives in terms of how I move forward in terms of my role on the Rhone. But I do know that with some of the new technology that is being developed, that one well site, for example, can essentially extract the natural gas from a huge amount of acreage around it. And so I want to see how these new technologies can minimize the impact to a very special place.